"Hey guys, we'll be in France in just a few minutes," they exclaimed, making it sound like we were arriving in Normandy for a holiday. In truth, every one of us felt scared to some degree. Santa Klutz took a short break as he crossed the ocean, drinking some hot chocolate. Actually, it was a little too hot, and he burned his tongue and lower lip. At house number 238,045,291, he bumped his head on an unusually large brick mantle. Ow! He thought he saw stars, but it was actually just the lights on the tree. Pretty. My father was a typical example of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, always snappily dressed with shirt, tie, and hat that were expensive tailored, while we lived very frugally.
When Mother saw them coming down the drive, she was frightened, and she ran out of the house to meet the truck and hold her son. Towhead held his arms open for her, telling her, "I'm okay, Mom, I'm okay."
In the United States, about 27% of persons aged 60 and older live alone. In many countries, fewer than 27% of older persons live alone. This even includes countries in the Asia-Pacific area, Saharan Africa, and the Middle East, North African regions. 1. In politics, you will make fake friends and true enemies. 2. A small favor equals a big one. Everything was right for George from the beauty of nature, only he did not want to be a farmer. He learned about Tanzania's gold mines by accident from a newspaper article. That same night, he phoned his father. Victor listened carefully and motivated George to look for more information. He knew that mining was always a very good and intensively cultivated business. Girls growing up who are told when a boy picks on them on the playground, that means he likes them, will accept abuse from men, thinking it's their way of showing love. Likewise, boys who are taught abuse from women is normal will grow up with the same way of thinking. Music raised its head in my life when I was between 2 and 4 years old, when my brother started taking piano lessons. When the teacher arrived, yes, they used to come to the house in those days. My mother would put me down for a nap. Later, when I got up from my nap, I would go out to the piano and play what my brother had played during his lesson. We've been told the world is at odds. Left brain versus right brain. Data versus intuition. Art versus science. That humanity is creativity and imagination. And science is analysis and experimentation. But fusing art and science is critical to the world we live in and our success.